Maryland's Glenn Ivey, latest Democrat lawmaker attempting to visit Kilmar Abrego Garcia in El Salvador. By Sean Moran on May 27, 2025. Representative Glenn Ivey, DMD, on Monday became the latest Democrat to attempt to visit an alleged MS-13 gang member deported to El Salvador. Ivey said officials denied him entry to visit Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an alleged MS-13 gang member who was deported from the United States. Ivey wrote, "Today, I was denied access to seeing my constituent, Mr. Kilmar Abrego Garcia. If there is nothing to hide, cut the crap. Let his lawyer and I, SICK, check on him." Many outlets have noted that Abrego Garcia is not a U.S. citizen nor a legal resident of the United States. "I came all the way down from the United States after we contacted their ambassador. After we made a formal request to our ambassador to the El Salvadoran government. And we came down here to visit him today, and now they're telling us we've got to go all the way back to San Salvador, the country's capital, to get a permit," he said in the video. "That's ridiculous. We ought to have a chance to come in and visit," he added. The facts are clear. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is a violent illegal alien who abuses women and children, Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said in a prior public statement. "He had no business being in our country, and we are proud to have deported this violent thug," she added. A plurality of swing voters agree with the Trump administration's decision to deport Abrego Garcia. Breitbart News reported. Across the board, a plurality of likely 2026 general election voters, 45.6%, believes Abrego Garcia is a criminal illegal alien and MS-13 gang member who was rightfully deported. Another 38.8% said he is a Maryland man who should be brought back to the U.S. A plurality of swing voters, 43%, agrees with the criminal illegal immigrant description and the deportation, compared to 31% who do not. Another 26% remain unsure. Further, 79% of Republicans agree with the criminal illegal alien description and deportation, as do 35% of independents and 16% of Democrats. However, 41% of independents and the vast majority of Democrats, 67%, believe Abrego Garcia is a Maryland man who should be brought back to the U.S. "It's got to be extremely discouraging to be one of your constituents. To see you fight for a terrorist like this and not fight for them is extremely alarming to me, and I'm sure it is to your constituents," Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem said, slamming Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, for defending Abrego Garcia. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.